أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 124 of Surah Al-An'am. In the ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had called the believers, those who are alive, the iman that Allah Ta'ala had granted, that is nur and the light from Allah. Kuffar, disbelievers are dead, and of course the kufr is zulumat, is many darknesses. In this ayat Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. And similarly, we had made in every qarya, every village, every town, every city, every place, akabira mujrimiha, the leaders, those who have influence amongst the people, mujrimiha, they sinners. This has been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not only in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but right from the very beginning when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. More specifically in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Quraysh had seen the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreading amongst the people, then it comes in the narrations that they began to put out people onto the streets. In each street they had appointed four individuals, and these four individuals were charged with the duty and the function that they should make sure that nobody hears the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If perchance somebody hears the message of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would say to the people, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ كَذَّابِ, he is a liar, an imposter. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّاحِرِ, that is Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is bewitched and he is involved in witchcraft. And together with that they would say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is insane. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, and they would make these allegations against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not merely diluting the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, but they would oppose the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that was the situation in Makkah Mukarrama. We discussed yesterday Abu Jahl's opposition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now when we look at, for example, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, it was Fir'aun that began to tell the people that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has an aspiration of taking over the country, ruling the country, and such are the desires and aspirations of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, concocting the minds of people, and in that way, Fir'aun tried to stop people from accepting the message of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. We go before that, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Namrud had done the same, tried to stop the message of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So in short, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, every qarya, every village, every city, every town in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent a Nabi, the greatest mujrimeen, the greatest sinners, the greatest opposition were the ruling class, the leaders amongst them, the more influent and prominent people among them had put a stop to the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Ulama have written something that is very beautiful, and this was the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala had given Anbiya alayhi mussalatu wassalam izzat. Allah Ta'ala had given Anbiya alayhi mussalatu wassalam honor. And the izzat and honor that Allah Ta'ala had given was so undiluted, it was so pure, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not give them izzat through the prominent people of this world, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made it such that it was always the weak and the feeble that had accepted the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the impoverished that had accepted the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had kept the izzat of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. The natural consequences of it was, لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. So that they will plot in these cities against the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Every type of plot, not only to stop the message of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and in our case the Nabi of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they will also then plot in trying to assassinate, kill the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and all of it that goes with it. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, that they had not devised any plan, they had not devised any plot but against themselves. Such was the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Fir'aun was not digging the grave of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He had dug his own grave. Namrud had not dug and burned and kindled any fire against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but he had burned his own fingers and his own self. And in the case of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Jahl had brought doom and destruction to himself, not to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And wama yash'urun, and the worst of it all is, they do not understand this, that they oppose the haqq and the truth and the deen of Allah, and that the words of iman and the kalima la ilaha illallah, they are not harming Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way. They would not harm the nabis of Allah ta'ala, the bearers of the kalima, but they are harming themselves. And this is, Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكْ, similarly, like in the previous ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, that what they had been doing, it all had been adorned and decorated for them, that they thought that they were doing good. It was seemingly good, but obviously they had dug their own graves and they had brought themselves to their own destruction. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.